Isn't that a pretty song? Touring That City. Is this song? This song? Well, yeah, it's on. Well, I'm glad y'all are here tonight. And thank you. According to our number back there, somebody forgot to tell somebody it was Sunday. I don't know who forgot to tell who, but anyway. We're glad for everybody was here. Thank the Lord. You know, I was thinking, and Brother Jim and I was talking out on the outside there about signs of the time, you see. If you go to Dollywood, just to give you an example, and everybody knows what that is. If you go down Interstate 40, you start seeing a bunch of signs. It's got an advertisement on it, and it says, I believe it's exit 407, I believe. Anyway, and the farther down you get, then when you get down there about a mile, it says 1 mile Dollywood exit 407. And when you get on a little closer, it says Dollywood exit, you know, and you go turn left and go right out there to it. What about the signs of the time? Boy, you talk about prevalent today, the signs of the time. The signs that are out there, it says, I think this is how close we are. It says heaven and points up. And then it says hell and it points down. You see, and that's kind of way it is. And there's a sign out there on that road to hell, and it's a color of blood, a circle. It says, you've seen these signs out here, it says the wrong way. And I believe the good Lord. That's why he's got Brother Tim here at Marblin Church, and that's why he's got these preachers all over the country, and they're preaching. And if you listen to them, they're saying, there's that wrong. Turn around. There's another sign that says turn around. So we're at that point, folks, and it's time. We're looking to Jesus. He's the author and finisher of our faith. So all these other folks, they might let you down. I might let you down, but Jesus won't. So I'm glad I've got him. And what a blessing to have his blessed word. It's a roadmap from earth to heaven. And it tells me the way. And I won't mess up if I follow that. What? U-turns? That's good. I like that, don't you? Yeah, I like that. A lot of places you can't do that, but you can. On that road to hell, you can turn around, go back another way. That's what repentance is, turn exactly the way around, turn back the other way. Quitting what you're doing, go back another way. How about number 651? And this is the way we're talking about, the Glory Land way. 651, everybody standing and singing. I can see you smiling from ear to ear when we talk about standing. Isn't that great? I'm in the way, the bright and shining. I'm in the glory land way, telling the world that Jesus saves today. Yes, I'm in the glory land way. I'm in the glory land way. I'm in the glory land way. Heaven is near and the way groweth clear, for I'm in the glory land way. List to the call, the gospel call today. Get in the glory land way. Wanderers, come home, oh, hasten to obey and get in the glory land way. I'm in the glory land way. I'm in the glory land way. Heaven is near and the way groweth clear, for I'm in the glory land way. Onward I go, rejoicing in His love. I'm in the glory land way. Soon I shall see Him in that home above. Oh, I'm in the glory land way. I'm in the glory land way. I'm in the glory land way. Heaven is near and the way groweth clear, for I'm in the glory land way. How many of you in that way?
Amen.
In that way. Isn't that great? That's great. How about number 676? This special little lady requested this song. 676. I may get her to lead it if I can't. 676. 676. Some glad morning we shall see Jesus in the air, coming after you and me, joys ours to share. What rejoicing that will be when the saints shall rise, headed for that jubilee yonder in the sky. Oh, I'm singing, oh, I'm shouting, on that happy morning when we all shall rise. Oh, what glory, hallelujah, when we meet our blessed Savior in the skies. Seems that now I almost see all the saints dead, rising for the jubilee that is just ahead. In the twinkling of an eye, change for them to be all the living saints who fly to that jubilee. Oh, what singing, oh, what shouting, on that happy morning when we all shall rise. Oh, what glory, hallelujah, when we meet our blessed Savior in the sky. When with all that heavenly host we begin to sing, singing in the Holy Ghost, how the heavens will ring. Millions there will join the song, with them we shall be. Christ through ages long, heaven's jubilee. Oh, art singing, oh, art shouting, on that happy morning when we all shall rise. Oh, what glory, hallelujah, when we meet our blessed Savior in the skies. Thank you. Rain, Sandy, please.
Praise the Lord.
Amen. Where's Musher at? Gabe? Wait a minute, I got Gabe out there somewhere. It's going to come. Amen. Let's ask the blessing over there. Father, thank you for this day. We thank you, Lord, for your goodness, your blessings. So thankful, Father, for all your mercy and grace. How wonderful you are. Lord, we thank you for the sweet spirit we felt this morning. Lord, to thank you for the hope that we have. And Lord, just thank you for these good old songs of Zion. Lord, talks about going home and what a blessing it is to be in the glory land way. And Father, we just love you and thank you. Lord, pray that you use this offering to upbuild your kingdom. May we be good stewards of your money. Lord, we love you and praise you and thank you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Thank you.
We'll see you in the rapture. Well, what a blessed thought, isn't it? I'll tell Rhonda don't even know this, and I'll tell one on me that yesterday I was in, she had run to the store or something, and I was in my study studying, and I heard the strangest noise outside. I didn't know what it was. I'd left front door open. When she come back, she wouldn't know what it's doing open. I ran out there to see. I thought it was a rapture. I ran out there to see what's going on, and I was checked the skies out. I thank the Lord for that hope and that promise we've got, that it's just as sure as we're here, it's going to happen one day. And I thank the Lord for that hope and that promise that He said He's coming back to get us. Amen. Let's remember our announcements. Tuesday evening, men's prayer, Wednesday, Bible study and prayer meeting, and keep in mind for pray for our services. And there's a lot in here. Vacation Bible School, starting June the 10th through the 13th. To reminder of the 60th year of anniversary celebration. Any pictures, anything that we can bring in, we'd make a video or something out of that we can share. We appreciate that. Any information we can get. And church membership, we're going to open the doors on June the 24th, any that wants to become members, and just holler at me, and if you're interested in it, and we'll be recognizing our graduates June the 10th, so remember all this. Any other announcements? Brother Ray read our prayer list off in the prayer room a few minutes ago. If you have any special requests, mention them. Remember Joanne's sister-in-law, Dorothy Bowman, she's in the hospital. And then keep remembering Keith Booth, he's in there at the Med Center also. And pray for these. And Eddie and Sarah, I think, in the morning, going to get on a big plane going to Hawaii. And so remember them, pray for their safety, and all of our sick folks. Take any requests you may have. Remember Joanne, too, my mother-in-law. She's sick today at her stomach.
Thank you.
any others? All right. Well, all that will, let's come and gather around the altar this evening. All that'll come, let a request be made known. Brother Jim, would you lead this as we pray?
Thank you.
I love that song. I never shall forget the day. Amen. That's what I'm afraid these law folks forgot about that day. They forgot where the Lord brought them from. And I don't ever want to forget it. I think just before the message, Brother Calvin, maybe, I guess him and Christy, will come.
Don't let's get to see.
glad for his grace. Praise the name of the Lord. If you have your Bibles and you want to turn with me to 2 Corinthians chapter 5 again, and we'll pick up and try to finish this message. I want to kind of thinking of God's grace and how wonderful and precious He is to us. You know, there's so many things in this world He gives us and blesses us with, and it's for our benefits. And then at the end, He lays up rewards for us. And I just, you know, it's worth everything that we ever do for how much He blesses us here. I was just thinking of, don't know why I come, but years ago, Rhonda and I first started working with youth. It was Lady Judy Fritz down at Limestone asked us to come to a youth workers retreat with her. And I told her that we said we would. And it costed $200. Now, we didn't have a great deal of money, but it come time to pay down. If you paid $50 in the so amount of time, you got it cheaper than if you waited to the end. So Rhonda said, "What do you think?" And I said, "Well, go ahead and send it in. If it's God's will for us to go, the money will be on in. It won't be no problem." So we sent the $50 in. 2 weeks before we were to go on the trip, my brother ran into a guy that me and him had done some work for. And he had filed for bankruptcy. I noticed about $360 that we never did get paid for. And he seen my brother and he said, "Oh, you boys some money." Said, "I'll send you a check." Got my brother's address. He sent a check for $400. $200 of that was mine that I needed. And you know, what a blessing. See, this is how it is serving the Lord. What a blessing it was to get that $200 check. But I'm going to tell you a bigger blessing than that. After we went, while we were gone, the Sunday school superintendent, Dwight Mitchell, went to the board and said, "They're off spending their money for our benefit. I think we ought to pay for it." So when we got back, we got another check for $200. See, that's how God works. That's how He works in our lives. And He meets our needs and blesses us and equips us. And then wham, at the end, He lays it on thick. And thinking about these crowns that we talked about this morning, and we'll go through the last two, and these five crowns that we're going to receive. And I want to be faithful, don't you? I want to be found faithful. I want to be at the end. And one of these, the last one, and I won't get into it much yet, but I told Rhonda the other night, I usually don't tell her what I'm preaching on. I was so excited about this, and I shared with her. And I told her, I said, "I hope I receive this crown." And she said, "Well, you will." And I said, "Well, I would right now, but I won't be sure I always will. I want to be faithful. I want to hang in and never give up and never back off." And if you stand with me, we'll read verses 9 and 10 of chapter 5 in 2 Corinthians. "Wherefore we labor that, whether present or absent, we may be accepted of Him. For we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, that everyone may receive the things done in his body according to that he hath done, whether it be good or bad." And I read Hebrews 9:27 this morning, that we're all going to die, but we're going to give standing judgment too. And I always, most time when you hear 9:27, read Hebrews 9:27, that it's in the judgment for sin. But also, I've thought of that, and I've thought of this verse,
This is the judgment for Christians. If there was a sign over it when you get there and it says judgment seat of Christ, you can go, whoo, I've made it. That is the judgment for Christians. That's a judgment for how we lived our Christian lives. That's the judgment where the awards are given out. That's a judgment whether it was good or whether it was bad. He's going to bless you. He's going to tell you about it. And we're going to get to enter out into glory. Amen. Hey, ain't that good? Let's pray. Father, thank you again for this day. We thank you, Lord, for your blessings. We thank you for your mercy and grace. God, thank you for this passage and these crowns. And Lord, we just ask you to bless and bless this time of being together. Touch the old preacher boy. Lord, may you just exalt yourself. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. This morning we went through the incorruptible crown or the victor's crown. This given to believers that faithfully run the race, finish the course. Then we looked at the crown of rejoicing. It's the soul winner's crown. Those that faithfully witness to the saving grace of Jesus Christ and is concerned about winning souls to the Lord. And then we talked about the crown of life, a martyr's crown. For those that endure tribulation and hardships and even death. A lot of folks has received that crown. But now we want to go into the crown of righteousness. In 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 8, the Bible says, henceforth there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me at that day, and not to me only, but unto all them also that love his appearing. The crown of righteousness to those that love his appearing. Those that's looking for him. Those that's anxious. And when I talked about it, I didn't mean to sound like anything, but when I was in our study and that strange sound, I'd never heard, still don't know what it was, but it kind of a horn-like or something, and I wanted to investigate a little more. And when I stepped out and I looked and I thought, well, Rhonda's not here. But you know what the thought that came across, and boy, I'm so thankful of. I thought, well, I might not see her right now, but I see her in a little bit if this happens. I've got the hope that she's going to glory too. And if we might not be together when it happens, but I've got the hope of meeting her there, Brother Richard. I got that hope and that promise that she's, I'm going to see her again. Boy, what a blessing it is to be saved tonight and on our way to heaven and have that hope. If you've got a spouse that loves the Lord and goes to church with you and prays with you, you ought to just praise the Lord a little bit and thank Him for it. I had a moment, prayed for years for a daddy that wouldn't go to church. Boy, it's a blessing to have a spouse that's right there with you. But it's crowns for them that's a looking for Him. That's a waiting for Him. In Titus 2:13, the Bible says, looking for that blessed hope and the glorious appearing of the great God and our Savior, Jesus Christ. Boy, I tell you that we ought to be looking for Him today. We ought to be searching the skies and praying more than ever. Because I'm telling you, them signs, Brother J.M., is up everywhere. And I shared the other Wednesday night, and just so happened that week four last was, or maybe it was last week, was the 70th anniversary of Israel becoming a nation in 1948. So 70 years, Israel became a nation. And just on that anniversary, the United States opened up the embassy in Jerusalem and declaring Jerusalem as Israel's capital. Now that's just a little bit more. When you go talking about Israel and you go talking about 70 and you go to putting these things together, I'm telling you, things are happening. Things are clicking and things are coming together. Jesus said, this generation that sees this tree bud will not pass away until the Lord comes again. And I'll tell you that generation is getting close. Praise the Lord. He's coming. We ought to be looking for Him. That's who He's coming to get, the ones that's looking for Him. Praise the Lord. What a blessed hope of His seeing the manifestation of His glory. So looking for that blessed hope and the glorious appearing. Did you imagine the glory that we're going to behold? The glory of Jesus Christ. I thought about Mount Transfiguration. The glory that they seen. Moses, when he seen the glory of God, that they had to cover his face when he come back around people. The glory was so strong that God had to put him in the cleft of the rock and put his hand over him. Glory, hallelujah. And tonight, and we have the hope, and a blessed hope of seeing His appearing and beholding that glory. I'm so glad of that hope. 1 John 3, verse 2 said, Beloved, now are we the sons of God, and it doth not yet appear what we shall be. But we know that when He shall appear, we shall be like Him. For we shall see Him as He is. And every man that hath this hope in him purifieth himself even as he is pure. Praise the Lord. I don't know exactly what He looks like, but I'll know it when I see Him. Praise the Lord. And I'm going to be like Him. What a hope. We ought to be looking for Him. Can you imagine? The glory. Boy, I tell you, I don't know why, but I heard it years and years and years ago, and I've kind of got off. But in the last month, that this song, The Judgment, has come to my mind, and I've listened to it, and I've looked at it, and so much. And this song, The Judgment, by the Kingsman Quartet. It's an awesome song. If you've never heard it, Google it, and you can find it. It's easy. One day when He appears, and then the old devil is done away with. He's put away one day, Brother Tim. And I'm going to tell you that I'm so glad of that, because I'm tired of dealing with that rascal. He's going to come, and He's going to set things in order, and He's going to put him away forever and ever and ever. Praise the Lord. In Philippians 3:20, the Bible says, For our conversation is in heaven, from whence also we look for the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. We are governed as Christians by the same laws that heaven's governed by. We are now, as already, if we're there. In the book of Ephesians chapter 1, he says we are made to sit in heavenly places. And we are established, and as if we're already there, we're governed by the laws, and we're governed by these things. And then he said here, in this from whence also we look for the Savior. This same hope that my trust that I'm putting in heaven, I'm putting my hope and trust that Jesus is going to split the eastern skies and going to come back and call His children. I mentioned this morning in the book of Malachi, God said, when I make up my jewels... Woo, glory, hallelujah. Aren't you glad He's talking about us? Amen. I'm old up a coal right now, Jim. I won't be a diamond someday, amen. Praise the Lord, we're going to be jewels. In, as He makes His jewels up of us. Glory, hallelujah. We ought to be looking for His appearance, shouldn't we? We ought to be ready for Him coming back. I'm not as concerned about receiving that crown as I am seeing Him. Praise the Lord. Glory, hallelujah. Then the last one that I seen is the crown of glory. This is the pastor's crown. And this is one I told Rhonda. I said, I hope I want to win this one. I want this one. In 1 Peter chapter 5, the Bible says, the elders which are among you I exhort, who am also an elder and a witness of the sufferings of Christ, and also a partaker of the glory that shall be revealed. Feed the flock of God which is among you, taking the oversight thereof, not by constraint, but willingly, not for filthy lucre, but a ready mind. Neither as being lords over God's heritage, but being ensamples to the flock. Listen to this. And when the chief shepherd shall appear, ye shall receive a crown of glory that fadeth not away. Glory, hallelujah. What a hope it is. What a blessed hope. And this is, we're talking about men, this is ministers and pastors feeding the flock of God. I can't help but think of Billy Graham and Alfred Cutshaw and Henry Bailey and T.F. Lewis and O.P. Stokes and these godly pastors and Brother Whitson. I never met him, but these men were stood on the firing line Sister Charlotte's dad, these men of God that stood through the years and proclaimed the gospel. Boy, when they went through the gates, they got something special. But also, this includes teachers, evangelists, and everyone's carrying out the Great Commission. I'm the pastor, but I'm not the only preacher in the church. We're all proclaiming the gospel. Glad tidings of great joy. And we proclaim, and when you go to work tomorrow, wherever you go, and you're proclaiming, when you're down working with the kids in the Patch the Pirate, when you're teaching VBS here in a little bit, when you're leading singing, you're singing in the choir, and no matter what it is you do, you're ministering. You're a minister of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Glory, hallelujah. Boy, did I tell you what? That'll be a glorious crown to receive, I think. That means we've been faithful to the calling of God. See, you don't... I know Harvey raises a lot, but we don't raise everything we eat. We'd be better off if we did, but we get it from somewhere else and then provide it to our families, don't we? You know, each of us, and a lot of stuff and a lot of illustrations, a lot of different things I use, I get from listening to preachers on the radio and studying and books and a lot of stuff I get. And then I bring it, and I ain't the one to come up with it, but I'm able to use it and be a blessing and then feed it to you. And then that's the same with you. Then you get it and take it and feed it to your family and feed it to your neighbors and feed it to the folks around you. And that's just the same way. Ain't that a blessing? Boy, God's got this thing set up, ain't he? Praise the Lord. See, this, when we fulfill our call to God that He gave us, we're carrying on what He's called us to do. See, He's going to reward you for it. There'll be a crown for it. Don't you work and patch a pirate? That crown will be handed to you. Teach Sunday school. Whatever it is, that it's for the ministering. See, God don't forget nothing. In the book of Malachi, I forget exactly which it is, where it is, but he said there is a little book written, a book of remembrance. And every time that you think and talk on the name of the Lord, it's written down. Just thinking and talking about Him. And when you meet somebody and you start talking about the Lord. May 2018, Jim shared the gospel. April, J.M. talked to his neighbor and mentioned my name. Glory. Well, glory! One day that we'll come before God and He'll bring this book of remembrance. It says the books were opened. And then the book of life, but these books, and I think a book of remembrance is going to be one of them. Especially, here's the main book in the book of life, but praise the Lord. But I don't want to finish off on a negative note, but I want to raise our
awareness of
1 Corinthians chapter 3, starting at verse 11. The Bible said, For
other
foundation can no man lay that is laid than that is laid, which is Jesus Christ. Now if any man build upon this foundation, gold, silver, precious stones, wood, hay, and stubble, every man's work shall be made manifest, for the day shall declare it, because it shall be revealed by fire, and the fire shall try every man's work of what sort it is. If any man's work abide, which he hath built thereon, he shall receive a reward. This is when we're given an account. If any man's work shall be burned, he shall suffer loss. But he himself shall be saved, yet so as by fire. Boy, I don't want to build on the wrong thing. It's important that we're careful what we build on. I don't want to work all these years and it just burn up. I want it to stand. I want it to stand throughout all eternity. In 2 John 1:8, the Bible said, "Look unto yourselves that we lose not those things which we have wrought, but that we receive a full reward." Revelation 3, verse 11. "Behold, I come quickly. Hold that fast which thou hast, that no man take thy crown." There's no place to quit. There's no place to let down. There's no place to back off. We've got to keep going. I don't want to take... I've come too far to take a chance on losing what I've worked and worked on and built on this far. Amen? I want to carry through, and I want to be, if he comes in the clouds or if I go by the way of death, and I want to go faithful with my hands to the plow and my eyes to the sky and ready to go. See, Esau, I thought of Esau. Don't let the devil cheat us. I thought of Esau. He sold his birthright. The Bible says he despised it. Well, I tell you what, I know God, his plan and infinite wisdom and everything, but it should have been Esau where Jacob was. Who became the nation Israel? Not Esau. It was Jacob, whose name was changed to Israel. What a blessing. And he received the birthright of his elder brother because he despised him and he handled it loosely and he gave it away. Boy, I don't want to do that. It's a serious stuff, important business. See, this is eternity. We look at everything just as... And Esau just thought of that birthright as something to him. He didn't have a clue what all was going to be involved in that deal. Where the Redeemer was coming through, the bloodline. The nation be built on that name. Praise the Lord. Hold on tightly. Don't let no man steal your reward. Don't let the devil come in. Don't let him steal your rewards. Don't let him steal your joy. Don't let him steal your faith that you've got in God. God's this flooding my mind. In Genesis chapter 15, I believe it is, God told Abraham, he said, "I'm going to make you a great nation. And I'm going to bless you. And you're going to be as the stars. Your seed will." And God made a covenant with him. And it was a cut covenant, and it kind of like a handshake now, but they would cut the sacrifice in half and lay it out, and both parties of the contracting party would walk through between the pieces. And when they got through, the contract was signed, sealed, just as like a contract was made. And while Abraham was asleep, God walked through. Well, glory, hallelujah, God the Father and God the Holy Spirit. And the Son was laid apart, and his body was broken for us, and God signed, sealed the contract. But there's something that Abraham had to do. When these birds, these sacrifices, Abraham had to fight the birds. He had to fight. They were coming down to eat the sacrifices. The old devil was trying to get in, and God was making a way, and there come the birds, and he had to fight them off. See, sometimes we got to fight the devil off. We got to fight it off to hold on to the end so that we don't lose what we've got. Amen. We've been given a lot. God's blessed us, and boy, I don't want to lose an ounce of it. Praise the Lord. Revelation 4:10, I'll finish with this. I read this morning. The 24 elders fall down before him, sat on the throne, and worship him that liveth forever and ever, and cast their crowns before the throne. Praise the Lord. Oh my. I've got it somewhere. You might say, preacher, you get too hung up on gospel songs. The songwriter and a member of Greater Visions, but I remember hearing the cathedral sing this. Rodney Griffith painted such a beautiful picture of a song entitled A Pile of Crowns. Have you ever heard it? It goes, I dreamed I crossed to heaven's side. An angel said, I'll be your guide. I'll lead you through this land so vast, I will save the best for last. The mansions bright, the golden streets, were greater sights than I had dreamed. But when I gazed upon his throne, I was amazed at what I saw. For I saw a pile of crowns laid before the Holy Lamb. One by one the saints had come to thank him for all he had done. No greater sight in heaven I found than a holy God and a pile of crowns. Praise the Lord. I won't be able to chunk a couple on there, don't you? Praise his name and bring glory and honor to him. Praise the Lord. Let's pray. Father, we thank you.